Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli Daf Kuf Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ayin and Medalef at the Mishnah. Halacha Dalet. Hakoisev Shtei Oisiris Behelen Echad, Chayev, Kotha B'Jay B'Sam B'Sikra, B'Kumas B'Kankantum, B'Chavol Shuroishim. One writes two letters in one helam using black ink, some Sikra, which is kind of red dye, sap, vitriol, or anything that marks is liable. Ashnei Kosle Abayis, Ashnei Dape Pinkas, Vehen Nagim Vehen Zeh, Chayev. He wrote on two walls that meet in a corner, or on two tablets that can be read together, he's liable. Akosev Al-Basari, Chayev, one who writes on his skin, is liable. Ram Masarit, Al-Basari, Rebleza Mechayev, Chatas. Rebleza says he scratches on his skin, he is Chayev, a Korban Chatas. Rebbe Shua, Peter, and Rebbe Shua, exempt. And the Gemara says, "Kosav v'diyoy al alei yirakos v'mashkim v'mei peiros al aluach bata v'yichtev dor shel kayama al dor shel kayama." The Gemara says, "If he wrote with ink on vegetable leaves or with fruit juice on a tablet, he is exempt until he writes with something that lasts on something that lasts." Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Rav Yasser b'shem Beleza, Kosvois achas v'tiveri ois achas b'siporin chayiv. Rav Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Rav Yasser, quoting Rav Lozen, said that if one wrote one letter in Tiveria and one in Sipayu, he's liable. The Gemara asks that in the next Mishnah it says that if they cannot be read together, he's exempt. That would be Abba Bar Mamal, and it should say Be'sid Duck. The answer is that we're talking about parchment that's made from thin line, and therefore you're able to roll it over and bring the letters close to each other. Edim shein and yodim nachtoim, rishim melokish omar, rishim lefneim, b'diyoi, ben chosmim, b'sikra, ben chosmim, b'diyoi. It's like he said, the witnesses don't know how to sign their names on a get. We mark the names in black ink, and they write over this in red ink, or we write it in red ink, and they write over this in black ink. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan of Nisha, on our sukkah meal, Hochel Shabbos, on our tiyam eishesish, Rabbi Yochanan objected, because we are involved in the laws of Shabbos, and say that one's liable for writing in red dye over ink or vice versa, will we therefore say this is called writing and permit a married woman? Rather, we bring a blank paper and tear out letters to make a stencil of their names before them and put the paper over the get, and they sign it through putting ink in the holes in the stencil. Is this not the handwriting of the first, means the one who made the stencil? How is this a valid signature of the witnesses? Rather, the first one widens the tears. The witnesses don't fill them in. They merely write thin letters within the tears so that we can recognize their writing style. Rivmana asked, why don't we say that to mark the names in front of them in water and they will overwrite it with ink? The answer is, if we would do so and the husband comes and attests, says that the witness's signatures are invalid, because writing over writing, people will think that his protest is valid. Aperei ala or katavnes ksav chayev. Aroshim ala or katavnes ksav potter. When he tears on hide, like the form of writing, he's liable. When he marks on hide, like the form of writing, is exempt. Amalahen rebeleze ba'aloi ben sato lehevi kshofim mitzayim ala bakach. In our Mishnah, when rebeleze obligates one who scratched on his skin, and we were sure exempts, Rebbe said to them, Ben Sata brought witchcraft from its time only in this way, which shows that it's null. One responds, due to one lunatic, we're going to eradicate and execute many intelligent people who do this. If you say now, we learn from the Pasuk, you'll write a get and not carve out, you'll write and not drip dots of ink or lead to form letters. He will write and not pour. He will write and not carve. Some teach he may even carve out. Chista said the one who says that he may not carve discusses when the place of the letter sticks out like coins. He carves out and leaves the shape for the letters. The one who says that he may even carve discusses like the tablets into which one etches letters. The Kasa of Lai Hamativ, Yudan, Be Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Matanya, Chadam, Bishalai Eros, Nakudis, Yecharana Amma Afila Irev Nukudis. Said he will write a non-trib. Rav Shalom and Rav Tanis, one of them said that this is when he did not connect the drops via a quill, but if he connected them, it's valid. One of them said that it's even when he connects the drops. Because of Loya Sheifech, Amma Bechia Ba Abba Elaine, B'nai Medincha, Awumin Sagin, Chad Chad Min Hoin, by Mishach Amila, Mr. Weekin, the Chavrei, who costed the Maimilin, Mahain, the Kapal, Kasvayim, who Shifech Joy, Shaimba Afed, who Koilet, Mokoy Matsav. We said right and not poor. The Chiba Abba said these people of the East are very crafty. When one of them wants to send a secret message to his friend, he writes in Maimilin, which is water in which walnuts or acorns were soaked. It cannot be seen on paper that was treated with walnuts. One who receives the writing spills on an ink without these atatsim, and the ink absorbs the meimilin in the place of the writing and appears different, so the message can be read. If a get was written in this way, it's invalid. Asa came with Shabbos Mahu. If one did so on Shabbos, what's the law? We should say now, Tnan Taninan Ein Ksav Agabe Ksav. Abirchen Lushim Menokish Chavei Hoin Amen Rehu Shefasav Joy Agabe Joy Sikra Agabe Sikra Aval Ksav Fasav Joy Agabe Sikra Sikra Agabe Joy Chayev. We answered, the next Mishnah says that there's no liability for writing on top of writing. Yochanan Shlaki said that this is if he wrote black ink on top of ink, or red dye on top of red dye, but if he wrote ink on top of dye, or dye on top of ink, he's liable. No more so, one who pours is liable because the first writing was not visible at all. Yitzhak Ba, Mishashe, Mishem Rabbanon, the Taman, Chayeb, Shtayim, Mishem Rechikum, Yomfei said. Ba, Mishashe, quoting Rabbanon there of Bavel, say that he is liable twice for reading and for writing. And we come down to the next Mishnah. Kosov b'mei mashkin b'mei peiros b'avak drochim b'avak sefim v'chol doshein v'skayim potter. If he wrote with other liquids, fruit juice, mud or dry earth, dust or residue left in an inkwell, or anything that does not last, he's exempt. And likewise in the case of now, that lacha yadoi b'raglai b'fiv v'mal pekai, if he wrote holding the quill with the back of his hand or with his foot or mouth or elbow, Kosov Ois Acha Samach Vaksav, Kosov Agav Iksav. He wrote one letter next to a letter that was already written. If he wrote letters on top of letters that were already written, Miskavin Yechtev Ches, the Kosov Beis Zainin. He intended to write the letter Ches, and he omitted the roof to connect them, thereby writing the letter Zion twice. Echad Baos Echad Bekoira, Al Beis Kosi Abayis, Al Beis Dapei Pinkus, Veinag Mzeh Mzeh, Pata. He wrote one letter on the floor and one on a ceiling beam. If he wrote on two walls or in two columns of a tablet, that cannot be read together. In all these cases, he's exempt. Also, by the Achav, Nutrikan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Mechayev Chom Patron. If he wrote one letter, Nutrikan, which is a mark, showing what represents a word, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says he's Chayev Chom, says exempt. Gemara says, Hayat Tzorech Lechtev as Hashem, and Lechtev Lechtev Yehuda, Shachach Lechos of Dalet, Or Hashem b'mekaymoi hu moichek b'mekaymoi hu b'kedusha. If one was writing a sefer Torah and he needed to write Hashem's name, but instead he intended to write the name Yehuda and he forgot and did not write the Dalad, Hashem's name is in its place. He erased it and writes it again in kedusha. V'yodoyim me'mav is a kol masalav mekaymoi. Whereas Yehuda says he doesn't erase it, but rather he can pass the quill over it and write it again and mekaymoi it that way. Amalei afu ena menamufcha. Chum say to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not the most choice way of writing Hashem's name. The Chafa should say, do Rabbanon, taman hu oimer ena menamufcha, haksav ksavi. Achu amal, kosav agabi ksav, ena ksav. Rabbanon seem to contradict themselves, because there they said that it's not a choice writing, but it's implied that it is writing though. Here in our Mishnah they say that writing over writing is not considered writing. The first answer is they counted with Yehuda according to his opinion. According to you, who says it's writing, it's not a choice writing. Rabbi Yaakov Azavdi didn't say this, rather he said that Rabbi Yehuda contradicts himself. Well, after there, he said that writing over writing is not considered writing. That's our Stam Mishnah says this, and he doesn't argue. And here, regarding a get, he says it's writing. Ma'o ksav agab iksav, chad le'el Minchad. And an answer that means also a second answer to the early question is that all agree that passing the quilla over the letters is writing. What is writing over writing in our Mishnah? It's one letter above another. My kaima, dividim v'seira, noish achas at lamed, kama oisis. Now what's the reason dividim v'seira? Who obligates writing one letter, nutrikum, which is a symbol that represents a word? From one letter, you learn several letters.